Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rivka Simonson, and today we will be studying Amos Perek Tes, Chapter 9. Repeatedly throughout the Book of Amos, we have seen references made to the Jewish people not acknowledging God's supervision in their lives and claiming successes as their own. Ignoring the warnings of the prophets, deceiving others, and shamelessness about immoral behavior all stem from weakness in one's underlying belief system. Their distorted mindset removes responsibility from themselves, taking the easier route of rejecting a moral code and thus satiating their desires, not thinking about consequence, and feeling invincible. The perspective that Hashem is detached from our lives is flawed. In the final chapter of the book, chapter 9, Amos illustrates that there is nowhere to hide from Hashem. Amos describes another prophetic vision here. It is about the southern kingdom, home of the Beis HaMikdash, the temple. Rashi interprets this vision as depicting the removal of the Shekhinah, Hashem's presence, from the temple. Verse 1. Ra'isi es Hashem nitzov al hamizbeach. I saw Hashem standing upon the altar. This is the altar in the temple. Hashem's withdrawal of his presence from the temple took place in 10 stages. Amos is seeing here one of those stages. Hashem moving from the Keruvim, the cherubs on the Ark in the Holy of Holies, to the golden altar. This is the altar which was inside the building as opposed to the outside one. Hashem's presence over the golden altar here is when it's on its way to going outside of the building. The vision continues. Vayomer, hach hakaftar v'yirashu hasipim uvutzo'om b'reish kulom. He said, strike the lintel and the side posts will quake, and shatter the head of them all. We have a scene of destruction in the temple. And Radak explains the head of them here refers to the Kohanim, the priests. They will be shattered because they also sinned. Again, we see problems amidst the leadership. V'acharisam b'cherev eheroig. Loi yonus lahem nos. V'loi yimaleit lahem polit. And the rest of them I will kill by the sword. No fugitive among them will flee, and no refugee among them will escape. Continuing in Radak, the ones upon whom there is a decree of death, not one of them will escape it. Hiding in the most obscure of places will not save anyone, as detailed in the next few verses, describing those who think to hide in the grave, and in high places, and in the land of the sea, were it even possible. God will send his emissaries to any of these places to deliver their sealed fate. This listing of places in which people would hide and still receive their punishment from God, of course, draws on God's power, but it's also indicative of the people's lack of acknowledgement of God's presence everywhere. A concept we're not meeting for the first time in the Book of Amos. We learnt previously in Amos that the people err in attributing life's events to consequence. Says Amos here in verse 5, V'Hashem Elokim HaTzvakos, HaNoigea Ba'aretz V'Tamoig, V'Avlu Kol Yoshveva. And Hashem, God of legions, who touches the land and it melts, and all its inhabitants are destroyed. Reads Rashi, it's Hashem who touches the land and it moves. This decree is from Hashem. It's not a coincidence. It's punishment. It's not a disaster that happens by chance. Still, the prophet is calling to the people to wake up to the truth behind matters. A stunning description of God's acts in creation follows in verse 6. Habayne v'shamayim ma'alaysov. The one who builds in the heavens his upper stories. V'agudosoy al eretz yasodo. And his company upon the earth is founded. His company, according to Rashi, is his creatures in general, but on a deeper level, his company is the righteous people. The righteous people are the earth's foundation, because for them everything exists. Hakayre lemei hayom, who calls to the waters of the sea. Hashem instructs the waters to rain down upon the earth for the sake of life. But, says Radak, He prepares for his people all their needs, and behold, he is good to them if they listen to his voice. But if they rebel against him, he will not save them. Everything is in his hand. If only the people would learn from the wonders of nature that Hashem is the provider and his word is to be heeded. Vayishpachem al pnei ha'oretz Hashem shmoi. And he pours them, the waters, upon the face of the earth. Hashem is his name. When you consider the magnitude of Hashem's creative works, it should compel you to be in awe of him. Amos now returns to the uniqueness of the Jewish people and their not having lived up to the heightened expectations of them. Verse 7. Haloi chivnei choshiim atem li, bnei Yisrael, Noam Hashem. Haloi es Yisrael he'elesi me'eretz Mitzrayim, ufilishtiim mikaftar, va'aram mikir. Are you not like the sons of the Cushites to me, children of Yisrael, says Hashem? Did I not bring up Yisrael from the land of Egypt, and the Philistines from Kaftar, and Aram from Kir? Mahari Kara explains, didn't I, Hashem, bring you, the Jewish people, out of Egypt in order to be a nation to me? But you have not kept my covenant. So you are just like the other people that I have saved. You don't act like the nation I brought you out to be. Verse 8. Hine. Einei Hashem Elohim b'mamlocha ha'chato'o. V'hishmadati oisa me'al p'nei ha'adama. Efes. Ki loy hashmed ashmed es beis Yaakov, Noam Hashem. Behold, the eyes of Hashem Elohim are on the kingdom that sins. I will destroy it from upon the face of the earth, but I will not destroy the house of Yaakov completely, the word of Hashem. Continuing with the commentary of Mahari Kara, Amos is addressing the northern kingdom. All of its 10 tribes will be exiled, but I won't completely annihilate the people. Verses 9 and 10 convey suffering that the wicked will endure. The imagery of Hashem shaking out the Jewish people amongst the nations like grain being shaken in a sieve, where only the useful part remains, and the waste falls to the floor, Radak explains, refers to dispersion of the wicked, not to be redeemed, whilst the righteous who have repented will be sifted out for salvation. And again, the complacency of the people is noted. Verse 10. Bacherev yamusu kol chato'ei ami, ha'omrim loy sagish v'sakdim ba'adenu ha'ra'ah. By the sword they will die, all the sinners of my people, who say, it will not draw near, and it will not come soon because of us, the evil. We're not concerned that any evil will come as a result of our sins. And now, the ending note as sung in the last 5 verses of the book of Amos is that of comfort and reassurance of a beautiful time in the future, the ultimate messianic redemption. Though Yisrael may suffer through the difficulties to come, eventually the ultimate redemption will save them from their distress. And these ending verses to a turbulent and emotive prophecy are replete with promises beyond what the exiled heart and mind could imagine. Verse 11. Bayoim hahu, akim es sukas David hanoifeles. Vogodarti es pirtsehen. On that day, I will rise up the fallen booth of David. I will repair their breaches. Radak explains, Hashem is promising that on the day of redemption, I will re-establish the kingdom of the house of David over Yisrael, and I will fix the breaches amongst the people. Vaharisoisov okim, uvnisia ki mei oilom. And raise up its ruins, and I will build it up as in days of old. As it says in verse 13, the messianic redemption will bring with it the meeting of the ploughman with the reaper, and the treader of grapes with the one who carries the seed. The produce will be so abundant that, as Rashi explains, before the wine has been drawn out, it will be time to plant the seeds for the next growth already. V'hitifu hehorim osis, V'cholg hagvois tismai gagna. And the mountains will drip juice, and all the hills shall melt. Radak explains the imagery here to mean that the produce will be so plentiful with such little human effort required. And the last verse, to promise that like a planted tree does not move from its place, Hashem will plant the Jewish people. They will not be exiled again from their land, but they will forever be servants of Hashem doing his will, as it says in verse 15 after the promises in the penultimate verse of rebuilding, resettling, and enjoying wine from vineyards they plant. Unatatim al admosom, v'loy yinosashu oid me'al admosom, asher nosati lohem, omar Hashem Elokecha. I will plant them on their land, and they will no longer be uprooted from their land, which I have given to them, said Hashem, your God. The Alshich points out that the final word, Elokecha, your God, uses the singular pronoun, your, to allude to the unity the Jewish people will display in the future. Disappointing leadership, punishment with no escape, complacency, not recognizing Hashem, neglecting the special role of the Jewish nation, obstacles to spiritual connection we have seen in this chapter. But, as we currently dwell in exile, I hope we leave the Book of Amos with a feeling of excitement at better times to come, with hope that commitment to good by all will return, and with warmth inside that Hashem never gives up on his people entirely. The promise of messianic redemption has been bubbling under the surface since the time of creation. Perhaps with unity, compassion, and faith, we will hasten its arrival. Thank you for studying together. Le'eloi Nishmas, Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.